Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone. Hello, I'm Kay Thompson, and this is Kay Thompson Live. And we're going to be talking to Ricky Malachi Majestic. Malachi Majestic, and they are out in... And also, I'm going to be talking to not only Malachi, but KC. They are having an event this weekend. Is Ricky there? Has he called in yet? Ayana? Has Malachi Majestic called in yet? No, not yet. Okay, so as soon as he calls in, we will be talking to him and to also to KC because they're going to be having an event this weekend in Kansas City. And, well, actually, it's Kansas City Group versus St. Louis. And when they call in, we're going to be hearing more about them. They are having an event this Friday and this Saturday. One is sponsored by the Throne Room. It's called March Madness. And that's in the Majestic Lounge at Wayne Avenue and in Kansas City. And then on Saturday, we have I-70 showdown at the VFW Hall in Parksville, Missouri. And that's co-sponsored by Soul Bandit Music Group and the Throne Room Battle League. Did you see how unfamiliar with rap I am? I love it. But they're going to be calling in a little while, I would imagine. And so what I want to say again, it's co-sponsored by the Throne Room Battle League and the Soul Bandits Music Group. Now, as unfamiliar as I am with rap, not really. I love it, as a matter of fact. So as long as certain words are taken out, you know, I'm of that generation. Hi, Della.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi, Bill May.
Hi.
You have to get over here to the microphone. He's refusing to get on the microphone. I'm going to talk to him. Talk about him. Just say hello.
Hi.
From Cape May.
Close.
Yeah, okay.
No.
All right. We're on the phone. I'm going to talking to you in a minute. We're on the phone. Ricky, are you there? Malachi Majestic, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, tell me about the event this weekend. I've talked about it a little bit already, so we can't hear you. Are you there? Okay, while we're waiting to get back to Malachi Majestic, and just let me tell you again, there is a big event. It's the Kansas City Group versus St. Louis. So, and that's going to be very exciting, I understand, out there in Missouri. Malachi Majestic is from Elizabeth, New Jersey. So he's got him, but Malachi, you've got to turn your computer down so you can hear. We're going to try it again. As soon as you hear my voice and as soon as you can get on the phone, just turn your computer down and then we can talk because there is a little bit of interference, okay? So we're talking about Friday night and Saturday night. It's March Madness, and it's being presented by the Throne Room. And it's a March Madness, and it's in the Majestic Lounge on Wayne Avenue in Kansas City. And then Saturday night, they're going to be having an I-70 showdown at the VFW Hall in Parksville, Missouri. And that's co-sponsored by the Soul Bandits Music Group and the Throne Room. It's the Throne Room Battle League. Did I get that straight? Are you there, Malachi?
Yes, sir.
Majestic, tell me more about it very quickly, okay? How are you, by the way?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Talked to you just about what, about a half hour ago?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is KC there with you also?
Yes, he is.
Okay, hello, KC. How are you?
What's going on?
The show, doggone, is going on.
How you doing?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine. I understand that you have a you know, two big events this weekend. Tell us about it. What is Friday and what is Saturday, right?
Yeah, there's one Friday, a Throne Room Battle, and then there's one I-70 showdown, which is St. Louis versus Kansas City.
Which is that where? Which is what?
The St. Louis versus Kansas City is on Saturday. That's a big event. That's battle rappers from Kansas City as well as St. Louis, Missouri. We have KC tagged up. He's one of the battle rappers. Harry Houdin and King Versus is going against a guy from St. Louis, W-Dub, County Code, and another guy named Hayes the Hype. It's also going to be performances, food. You know, it's going to be a good event, real good
it's
event.
It's going to be a good event. Am I going to have to fly out there?
Yeah, you can. Rick will be out here.
Oh, really? No kidding. Well, tell him I said hello, okay? You're Rick, he's Rick, okay. And it's a big battle league, right?
Yes.
This is so exciting because of the fact that now he knows that I don't know what they're talking about in battle rap. But do you know what battle rap is?
I have no idea either.
Speaking to the mic, Bill May. Bill May, now what do you have down there in South Jersey? Tell me, because I want you in on this conversation for a couple more minutes. What's the name of it again?
Oh, the Newark Jazz Project?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a video interview project of people in the Newark or the Essex County area of New Jersey who are jazz musicians or jazz people who are involved with jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Because Newark is a destination for jazz, not just people just pass through. And there are quite a number of world-class musicians who stayed in Newark. And,
do you like rap?
I guess so, yeah. Sure.
Do you know what rap battle rap is?
No, I don't.
What is battle rap, Malachi?
It's basically like back in the day when you used to play the dozens. It's basically just wordplay.
Battle rap? Now, I know Bill May, but you don't know. So therefore, and you don't know Della.
No, I don't know.
All right. So what is battle rap?
Basically just... A form of music, you know, just to, I mean, it's a competition, basically, just to see who's wittier. A competition of wits, I should probably say. Yes.
Okay, a competition of wits.
Oh, yes. Of wits. I heard you say it was like playing a dozen.
It is.
Yes, yes, it's like playing a dozen. Like, that's the closest I could explain it.
And that's battle rap. So... the kids do that. In other words, I understand that you have a lot of artists, you know, in your company. So
yes, I have about 30 battle rappers.
About how many artists?
About 30.
About 30. Wow.
Yes.
And you used to live in Elizabeth, New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Went all the way out there to Missouri. Okay, I know about that. All right, now, KC, where are you? Are you still there? KC?
Huh? I'm sorry.
Come on, Casey.
What's up?
Your real name, man.
Casey.
It's Casey?
It's my real name.
What?
That's my name. That's my rap name. That's my real name.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I really wish I could attend this, Rick. Malachi Majestic. Because it really sounds exciting. It's Friday and it's Saturday. And on Friday, it is what? Where is it? Tell me real fast.
I'm at the Majestic Lounge.
Mhm. And that's where?
32nd and Wayne.
32nd and Wayne. Now, remind you, you're talking to someone who is right down the street from New York, okay?
Oh, Kansas City, Missouri. Okay. I'm sorry. I gotta remember. I'm sorry. Kansas City, Missouri on 32nd and Wayne.
Okay, that's okay. I forgive you. Now, what about Saturday?
The I-70 showdown, Kansas City versus St. Louis. Where is that going to be at?
Where is that, Rick?
The VFW at Parkville, Missouri.
At Parkville, Missouri, okay. And co-sponsored by?
Soul Bandits, Heaven Sent, Throne Room.
Uh-huh. And it's also sponsored by the Throne Room Battle League, is that it?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, listen, when you guys have another affair, I want you to let me know so we can let people know all the way out there in Missouri. Okay, Rick? I mean, okay, Malachi?
No problem.
Okay, Casey? Yes? Hello? Okay. I think they're probably hung up by now, but that's going to be very exciting. It's a Kansas City group versus a St. Louis group. Isn't that great? Okay. And secondly, let me just tell you this about this. It's join us for the NRG. New Radio Generation, and, you know, that's going to be here because that's the two T's, Tiana and Ty, okay? We're finished with that call. Want to thank Malachi Majestic and KC because we've done that, you know, and they're going to be letting people know in their area about the rap event. Okay, but join us for the NRG, New Radio Generation. It's a one-year anniversary bash hosted by Frankie Love, and that's going to be right here at GoPro Radio Network, and that's March 16th. That's this Saturday, and the time, everyone, is from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. There's live performances by Breanne Taylor, D-O-P-E, or Dope Music, Hassan Salam, Deshaun, Supreme, and Philaz of the Rebel Diaz Arts Collective, Meat Loaf Music, So Soon, and special invited guests. Well, you know, these names are really cute and wonderful, except that I always have to study them beforehand, you know, get them straight. I love them, you know. Don't forget, it's GoPro Radio Network, 281st Street, Suite 1, and we're here in Jersey City. We're here in Jersey City right now, and the NRG New Radio Generation broadcasts from here also. As, let's see, Ayanna Jones' show comes on next. Byron Saunders was just on. Shauna Glover is in there in the control room, you know, getting all this stuff straight. So therefore, what else do we have here? By the way, we're going to be talking to Della Moses Walker. And this is a busy time right now. This is really a busy time. I have the got those two things straightened out, and now we're going to be talking to Della Moses Walker. How are you, Della?
I'm great, Kay. How are you?
I'm fine. And what we're going to be talking about is home business again. You know, we did that last week. Now, you know what happened last week. We were completely blown off the air. Here we are, the internet. You know, it's the first time I've been in broadcasting, what? Oh, God, Della, I hate to say it. It's been something like 1970, yeah, about that. It was shortly after the riots in Newark, I'll tell you that. We don't call it rioting. However, it was shortly after that when I was working for a New Jersey press conference on Channel 47. And then the North Jersey Magazine out there at William Patterson College and New Jersey Network TV and where else? I forget. Oh, WIBBLS. You know, why not? That was during the time that Bill May was the head of the what department in Newark?
Director of Visual Performing Arts for the Newark Public Schools.
Yeah, yeah. And what a director. You really had a lot of things going on there. I used to visit you over there. Where was it? Right by the church?
State Street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know how you managed all that.
It was easy.
Oh, yeah, when you know it, show off.
Just lay your ears back and go for it.
Yeah.
And don't
yeah.
think about it until 20 years, 30 years later.
And then you wonder, how did I do all that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
We just had that conversation.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing. Well, how did you do it, Della? You know, you're in real estate and a number of other things, own what, about 50 houses, which I'm trying to... Della Moses Walker, everyone. She was with us last week. But before we get into that, last week was awful because that was the first time that ever happened to me on the radio, you know, but this is such a fantastic operation. A lot of people were knocked off because of the internet and because we depend on, you know, this is not terrestrial radio. And this kind of radio is, we use the internet, which is out there in what? Is this space that it is, Shauna? But anyway, we use the internet, and not only are we heard locally and nationally, we are heard globally. We were heard absolutely globally. It's really, really wonderful. I've had people all from many different places at the same time.
Yeah, the internet is wonderful.
It is. It is
just everywhere.
Yeah, and you can really get messages out to people very quickly. And so this show has been on for almost not quite 2 years. I think it's I don't even remember when I started. Maybe a couple of years ago. And of course, Gus Henningberg was you know, on with me, my partner, and he passed. And I have a couple of pictures. I'm going to put this up on our website, by the way, Della. But now let me get into what we're talking about. We are talking about home businesses, and you have been fascinating me with this. I couldn't even get to you today. Was that because I said, do not call me for the next 2 hours or something? Did you get that message?
I got that message.
And you paid absolutely no attention to it? Yes, you did, because you didn't call me. And then I changed my mind. I wanted to get to you, you know. So I said, she is really not going to be doing this. Also, we're going to be talking to Sophia Stewart. Sophia is supposed to be calling me just about now. Do I have Sophia on the line yet? Shauna? She is, yeah. As soon as Sophia comes online, we're going to be talking to her also. So I'll have to go back and forth so you don't mind. Because she is calling from out of state also. I can't say where she is from. She is the lady who is the owner, writer, and the copyright of the copyright infringement case. She wrote Matrix. She wrote The Terminator. Okay? She is a writer. She was writing ever since she was very young. She entered into a science fiction, contest. And she's been writing, and she knows the law, so she's been suing everyone who's been, you know, taking her credits and taking her work, which is really copyrighted. It's copywritten, righted, anyway, copyrighted, yeah.
Protected.
Yeah, and it's a protection, so I'm going to ask her how important that is. And, of course, we know that it is important because if you do something that's an intellectual property, you do have to have it copyrighted. And someone asked me, I think last week or the week before or something, what about what you call a home copyright? You know, when you copyright something, you send it to yourself. I don't think that works as well as it used to. It's a safeguard, but at the same time, you should be able to, you know, get to a lawyer, you know, and copyright it proper way. If not, you know, then call someone, call an attorney, and then you can always get the legal shield people, you know, because they'll know everything also. So, now, you too, I want to tell you about Sophie Stewart. You know, she started suing people, you know, about her intellectual work in 1981.
Wow.
Because they actually stole her work. So it was a case of copyright infringement. And then she won everything. She went into federal court, and she won. We have all the papers, and she'll tell you in a minute. You can go on my website, you know, to find out exactly what she's talking about. So we're going to be giving out that number as soon as Sophia calls in. But let's continue now with the home business. Now, this is very exciting. And I say that because of the fact that it's something you can do at home. I'm now doing it at home. And like I need the extra, I didn't even have the time to do it because I'm producing the show and, you know, and doing the research and everything and trying to get the names of people and things that they're going to be talking
but
about
it's
straight.
It's so exciting. You did take a little time to do it, and we received it. And
you did?
And we got
you did? Okay.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Terrific. Well, when you're on something, I know you. You're so persistent. We've known each other for a long time. Would you like to tell people when and where?
Oh, gee. We met back in the 60s.
Yeah, maybe even the
70s.
No, go ahead.
I'm
kidding.
I won't go back that far. Okay.
I did, so go ahead.
I'll mention just a few highlights of our friendship. You choreographed an off-Broadway production in Newark.
Listen, I have also joined. Listen, I used to be one of the narrators for Vi Higgins' Mom, I Want to Sing. She took a chance on me, and I loved it. You know, I just love being on stage anyway. We had the Thompson Dance Studio. But anyway, so that's where the choreography comes in.
And you invited me to dance in the production of The Music Man.
You were so good.
Thank you.
Not really, but you're good after, you know, because you learned. So what, The Music Man?
The Music Man.
Yeah.
With a full band and full cast, and it was wonderful.
But that was at...
St. Benedict's Prep.
That really St. Benedict's Prep?
Yes, the auditorium there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I remember the auditorium. It's just that I didn't remember where it was, you know, but yeah. Remind me to tell you how I stole Alvin Ailey's choreography to Revelations one day. I think it probably, you know. Did you know that, Bill May?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you would have probably told people in his company to sue her. Yes. No, but you were in the Newark Public Schools, so we've known each other for a long period of time. So I can say that to Bill May. I am so delighted to see you.
Well, thank you.
Now,
it's my
your company, is it a company?
Well, yeah, it's a company.
Yeah, well, where are you? I keep saying, is it Cape May or what? Where?
It's Millville.
Millville, okay, yeah, okay.
Which is about 45 minutes west of Cape May.
You put me out of your company. Yeah, I haven't heard of anything lately because I know how. You put me out just because I didn't know how to work the computer. No, I'm kidding.
No. You know what? I canceled that little network.
You did? God, really?
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to hear what you're involved in a little later on. But I want to give you time. We have to go for a break right now, Della. But then when we come back, I want to talk to you about Global Links, 5 links. I'm using it. I like it. My gas and electric bill is coming down. Anytime I can save money by some of the bills that I have, I am interested. And I was also, and I am still in Legal Shield. That's where you have access to attorneys that you can call at any time that you need something done, and you know, for very little money. And then it's a network marketing. Of course, in all businesses, you can't name a business that is not a network marketing. It used to be a bad word then, years ago. Where did that come from? Maybe because people didn't know what they were talking about. But this is a Global Links. I'm glad that you introduced me to it. It's saving me money. It's exciting. You know, and I have a whole thing here that I have to ask you about. We're going to go for a break, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
You want to know the truth, folks? Do you really want to know the truth? Well, perhaps you can't handle the truth. But if you can, you can listen to GoPro Radio. Tune in at www.goproradio.com. Now, have I made myself clear?
GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. I know I do.
Are you serious? I have to now listen to the voices in my head. GoPro Radio Network, everybody. That's where we are right now. We are broadcasting from GoPro Radio Network right here in Jersey City. So, Della, we were talking about Global Links. We have five links. As a matter of fact, if people, I'm going to give this out right now, because if I don't, I'm going to forget it, because there are a couple of other things that we have to do. As soon as Sophia calls in, I've got to go to Sophia. You can stay here, and then we can go back and forth. If you want to find out more about KT Live at fivelinks.net, that's where you'll find me. That's where Global Links.
Home-based business.
Yeah.
And multiple streams of income.
Multiple streams.
Multiple streams of income.
Mm-hmm.
That's essential in our economy today.
Yeah, tell me about it.
More than one stream of income.
Yeah.
Global Links provides the opportunity for you to add additional income with communication products.
Yeah.
And communication products are on the cutting edge of everything.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Technology is key. And we have products like a 5-link power play.
Mm-hmm.
This is a device that you charge in the wall, and you carry it with you. It's cordless. And you
so, in other words, it's something that you can charge?
Really? Your cell phone. You can charge your laptop, your your tablet with this little power play.
That you don't have to plug into a plug or something?
It's
really?
Completely portable. Completely portable.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask. I like that. What about the digital phone service?
Digital phone service is a new and exciting product that allows you to dial anywhere in the United States and 75 countries abroad for
and
a very, very low price.
Serious, really?
In addition to it, it's portable.
Mm-hmm.
You can carry this product with you overseas.
Well, what is it? Is it a phone?
It's not a phone. It's a little box. It replaces the telephone poles that you see outside.
Uh-huh.
And it's very portable. It's a phone box.
Yeah.
Phone box.
So you use that to call and make your calls to wherever you want to make them?
No, you use that. You plug it into the internet, and you plug it into any phone line. For example, if you're going to Canada and you're at the hotel has an internet line, and the hotel has a phone line.
Mm-hmm.
You can take both of those lines and plug them into the box, and that box becomes your phone. If someone calls you in New Jersey, and you're in Canada, it will ring in Canada.
No kidding. Are you serious?
It saves on long distance.
Now, see, I had that circled because I hadn't had enough time to find out about that. Mobile phones. Now, you can actually do your business, you know, conduct your business, of course, with your mobile phone. I think I do that anyway. But not to the extent that, in other words, I need a mobile phone. Seriously. In fact, I got the gas and electric, you know, discount. Okay. The digital phone service, I want to find out more. But the mobile phones, you can actually save on the nation's top cellular carriers, accessories, and plans. What does that mean?
We sell phones on our website.
Uh-huh.
And if someone would like to see the phones, go to KT Live at 5linx.net.
That's my site.
And we
KT Live.
Say, I'd like to see the products in the message box, and we will send you the information on the products that you'd like to see.
Okay, okay.
The mobile app is wonderful.
Mobile app,
mobile
yeah.
Mobile app
yeah.
allows you to call internationally for very, very...
Is that new? Or is that involved with the digital phone service
well, the digital,
or the mobile phone?
The digital phone service is for your landline.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
It's for your landline.
Now, what about satellite TV? Now, how do you help with that?
We can help you get a discount with your current provider. I'm sorry. We can help you get a discount for Dish or DirecTV.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, your special plans for the 5-link customers.
And we can get a discount?
Yes, we can. We offer discounts.
And how
you.
Do we do that? We just call satellite TV and say,
no,
I want a discount.
No, don't call satellite TV.
Oh.
They should go to KT Live at 5linx.net and just put in the message you'd like information about satellite TV.
Okay,
and we'll
bye.
Give you the instructions on how to get a
okay.
discount. They need a special promo code.
I see. Now, so therefore, if they call me at KTLive at 5linx.net.
Email.
Okay, mm-hmm. and so I'll have that information before then, or, you know, I'll direct them to you, people to you, so they can find out. 5linx credit card processing. This is another thing that I was extremely interested in. So soon I'm going to be offering my shows. Radio and television. I'm going to be talking to Ty Washington and Shauna Glover and Ayanna Jones about this, about how I can actually have people pay in some way, donations, if you will. And so they can actually see, you know, some of the shows that we've been doing, you know, with Gus and I. We've done tons of shows ever since I've been on television. And boy, did I look terrible during this day.
You have
but anyway,
always looked beautiful, Kay.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. But you see, so if I could do that, you know, and get all this straight, then I could also, I'll use a credit card. Well, you tell me what it is. 5linx credit card processing. Now, what is that?
5linx credit card processing. We help business owners save money on their credit card processing
okay, how?
Bills. By offering lower rates than what they're paying now with their current carrier.
Ah, okay. So everything, when you get to Global Links or 5linx.net, you can decrease the amount that you're paying for the present services. Now, in doing that with gas and electric, I find that they actually encourage that. Gas and electric encourages that.
Well, the government deregulated the public service gas and electric here in New Jersey. And all of the energy companies in a lot of states now have to offer lower services. It's competitive now. So the more competition, the lower the price.
Well, that's good for people who are involved, you know, with businesses from home. You know, if you heard, and actually you can do this if you are in Jersey and your friends are in Europe or, you know, any place else in the world. Am I right?
What we offer the Global Links. A lot of the Global Link services are international.
Mm-hmm.
The Global Link Energy right now are in about 13 states, and we have solar energy in California. We're growing and growing and growing as deregulation takes hold. We come in and become a partner and provide that service.
Well, this is a new program that I hadn't heard of, and I'm really glad that you told me about it. You know, I'm just wondering why it took you so long. I mean, you know, we've known each other forever. So
it's very important to save money in this economy.
Yeah.
And the way we save money now is to spend less.
Yeah. And I understand, too, that, for instance, if when I'm paying my gas and electric bill, you know, and I have people who I've told about the program, then I get a proportion of what they get.
I thought you'd never ask.
Listen, that's a honey, so tell us about that.
Okay. We are a essential services broker. We help people save money on their bills that they are already paying. Let me repeat that. We help people save money on bills they are already paying, and they can never pay these bills off. About the home-based business piece, well, okay, if you bring people into the Five Link organization and help them save money, every time they pay their bill, Five Links will share the commission with their representative.
That's what I was waiting to hear. Now, what? Say that again.
Every time someone else pays the bill,
pays their gas electric bill, I would get paid. Is that
you
it?
You would get paid. And you want to know what?
Don't you love this bill, man?
I'm loving it.
Every time someone pays their cell phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
Cell phone bill. Every time someone pays their cell phone bill.
With that cell phone product.
With our cell phone sign up. You will get paid.
All right.
Every time someone swipes a credit card with our partners who signed up.
Oh, my God.
You will get paid.
Ayana, Ty, Lisa, do you all hear this as much as I use my credit card? Oh, wow, that's fantastic. How does it work? Yeah.
Well, we are replacing the middleman, and because of the deregulation, because we don't have stores in the mall like the big company providers that have to pay for all that overhead.
Yeah,
we provide the same service and pass the savings on to the customer and also to the representative.
So it's like a circle. You know, you have a service and you're sharing the service, so therefore you are using the service at the same time.
Right.
At the same time, it's at a big discount, I love. It makes sense. It makes a heck of a lot of sense.
And you don't have to change carriers.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the same cell phone carrier.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You can use the same pipes that the current energy provider is providing for you. The same bill. Just have a little note that we are now providing the service of energy for you on that bill.
Mm. Wow.
And these are bills that people can never pay off, Kate.
I know. Yeah.
My associates are joining Five Links to build funds for their kids
for
college,
the college
education.
I've talked to a number of them, and yes, that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the Global Links or Five Links has been in business for how long?
12 years.
Now, see, you could have told me about this a long time ago, and I would have saved tons of money. So, but you weren't in it 12 years ago.
I wasn't in it 12 years ago.
No. Were you angry with the person who told you too, like I am?
Yeah.
You?
Gee, I wish I would have known about this before.
But this is great, you know, because a lot of people are really seriously looking to do something from home.
Yes.
You know, for instance, when I'm doing my show, I don't really have to come in here to the studio. Ty Washington, Shauna, and Ayana, they've arranged for me to, you know, have my own setup at home when Gus and I, you know, couldn't come in because of, you know, snow or something like that or rain. And we could do the show from home. And we would still be heard all over, you know.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I loved it. I said, wow, this is easy. And I'll tell you how it started. It started when a friend of mine wanted me to fill in for him. He used to be with WLIB also. And Wayne Gilman was going to be filling in for this friend, Conroy. And so he said, well, we're going to go up to, I forget where it was. It was somewhere in New York State or something. And I told him, I'm not driving there. So he said, I'll pick you up. And he did, and I went up there with Wayne. And as soon as I walked into the studio, it was like zone time. Bam. It was like being home. You know how when you do something that you really like doing, and then you haven't done it for a few years, and all of a sudden you find a way to do it again? You know, that's like me going back to the dance studio, although I can't do that anymore. You know, I can direct and teach, but, you know, can't dance. I can if I wanted to. I may fall.
Once a dancer, always a dancer.
I like it where you're thinking. But really, but it's exciting. This is really exciting. I especially like, you know, the swipe of the credit card, though, as much as I use my credit card. And I know so many people who use their credit cards all the time, and now you're going to get paid for using your own credit card and other people?
And
it's incredible.
Business owners out there, if you're listening and you want us to show you how you can save money, send us an email at ktlive at fivelinklinx.net.
Once again, that's ktlive at fivelinks.net. And we'll talk right directly to you, so you don't have to worry about that. But there was something else that I wanted to ask you about this. This can be done from your own home. You need not go out. Okay.
Well,
it's a good idea to do some training, you know, if I am, you know, okay. All right, go ahead.
Training, we have online training at the Five Link University.
Okay.
Wonderful training. You have to be energy certified to sell the energy product. And you want to know about all the other products that are offered.
Yeah, yeah. And there's so many that it's really a good thing. I like it, seriously. And so really thank you for introducing me to it.
My pleasure.
Legal Shield is good too, but that's dealing with the illegal services. And you don't have to go out to see an attorney or anything. You can pick up the phone, give them your problem, and they will call you back in a few minutes or something, or a couple hours, solve your problem, and you pay, I think it's about in the Newark, New Jersey area, it's about $24 or $27 a month. Can't beat that. That beats law. Oh, you're writing that down because, you know, now you want to
I was going to ask you, what's the contact number?
I'll give you two as we get off the air. But right now we're going to be going to Ann Alexander. I think Ann Alexander is on the phone. And we do have to go for a break right now, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
Tune into the GoPro Radio Network for an exciting lineup of shows. On Wednesdays at 6 p.m., it's the Eco-Socialist Horizons Hour with Joel Cavell, Ben Barson, and S.P. Whelan, your only source for connecting the dots between militarism, imperialism, climate change, and ecological crisis. Then at 7 p.m., it's the BCS Experience with Byron C. Saunders, history, art, culture, and politics in review and discussion. Then at 8 p.m., it's the Kay Thompson Show, giving you a closer look at the business, art, and politics of New Jersey. And last but not least, this is Ayanna Jones at 9 p.m., discussing all things creative, political, and creatively political, only on the GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. www.goproradio.com.
Work, intellectual work, or anything. That's what we call copyright infringement, and that's what I was just talking about. But right now, we're going to go to Ann Alexander. Ann is on the air. Ann Alexander.
Okay. Ann, yes.
Ann, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
I'm ready to talk with you.
Okay. Now, you know, I was telling people about the problem that we had last week. We were actually knocked off the air, so we couldn't continue, you know, with our discussion last week. Now, Ann, you are a mediator extraordinary and an extraordinary educator. But what's the name of your company? You're a member of the what? Mediator?
I'm a member of the New Jersey Association of Mediators.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you take classes and whatnot and do that. So far, we haven't had to mediate any of these problems that we're going to talk about with the college students.
Yeah.
You know, but Brianna last week did a wonderful job, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
You know?
And it was good that she had come on because of the fact that Andela was here then. You remember that she did have problems.
Yes.
On a college level. But this problem of college students, you know, being in their dorms, and then having to deal with someone in their room that they're bunking with, you know, having sex, you know, sexual activity.
Absolutely.
And then, for instance, tell us about your problem with the young lady you had.
The problem is that, you know, before I get into that,
yeah,
I'd like to just say this. You know, the colleges seem to be having their heads in the sand.
Yeah.
And a lot of these kids who go to school, they're still teenagers. They're 18. Some are 17.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that could be stopped if the college, when they accept these students to come into their college, and all they have to do, okay, is to send out a simple application, a paper, that says, would you agree to living with a roommate who would like to have a male sleepover or a female sleepover privileges? And all they have to do is sign yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And if they sign yes, then put all those people who sign yes, they would agree to having someone in the room who wants to have sex. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Those who don't want it, then put those students together. And I think a lot of that would help with this problem of kids calling home in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
When they go back to their rooms and here they have a roommate who has a partner in there having sex. I mean, it does not make sense, and it's such a simple thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I had a friend whose daughter had to call home in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
Waiting for her parents to come and pick her up because she had already signed a contract, and the contract said, well, I would agree for you to have someone in the room, but only when I am gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, you cannot depend on these students to hold up the contract.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they'll say, you were gone. Well, it's the weekend. You were gone. Well, when you come back and someone is still in your room, and they said, well, you were gone, I mean... You know, it doesn't make sense.
That can be controlled, but for the reason of the colleges don't want to control it, and they don't even want to talk about it.
They don't want to talk about it. This is the problem. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to get involved because they feel you're in college, you're grown. Well, these students are not grown.
True.
And, you know, so many of these kids who are really teenagers. Now, I was reading an article about Deidre Haggerty, and she said, you know, so many of these kids come to the college and they bring their own values, and then those values are tested when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
Because everyone does not agree with what you agree to mm-hmm. or what you believe in, mm-hmm. you know?
But how...
And,
you know...
Go on.
With an exception of those of the things that you've been saying, and Della, if you wanted to get in with this discussion, or Bill, you know, if you want to get into this discussion, just feel free. But how do you really control that? Because these kids, even though we're calling them kids, they are 16, they're 17, and they're 18, they're adults. Now, I know probably they didn't sign on to someone having sex while they're in their rooms. I mean, that's absurd. But how do we get the... colleges to really look at this seriously, because it is a problem in the United States. It's a problem.
The only way
that
you're
talking about it.
I know, but the only way you're going to get a college to really look at it is for parents to become involved.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the parents, you know, the students don't tell their parents.
Mm.
But when they do tell the parents, and the parents try to get the person in charge of the rooms, you know, those people, most of them are what? College students themselves?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call them?
Residents.
Yeah, aides.
Right.
They, you know, they don't know how to handle it. So they just say, well, do the best you can. This is really what they tell these students. Do the best you can, you know. And the parents need to pay more attention. I really think so.
Yeah.
And I think that when a student says, I'm uncomfortable, I am not happy in this particular situation, I need to get out of this room, then the parents need to fight about it.
Yeah.
Because it's almost, I feel, I don't know how you feel or the audience feels, but I feel it's almost like a form of bullying.
Yes,
I really do. There's
no doubt about it. Exactly. It's
you know?
A form of bullying.
It's a form of bullying.
Yeah, if you go to a college and then you get a room and then you have a classmate who's doing something that is totally unacceptable, yeah, I think that's a form of bullying, and you've got to speak out about it. The students have to speak out about it, but more so it has to be the parents have to carry that load.
Absolutely.
I don't care how old the young person is. They have to carry that load. And, you know, make noise to the college. If not, it's not going to stop.
It's not going to stop.
Stick with it. I mean, you know, in a couple minutes, I may even give out the names of some colleges that are doing this right now. Now, that would be...
Absolutely. And you know, some kids go to school and they think that, oh, it's great. Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm going to a co-ed dorm. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always just happen in a co-ed dorm. It happens in single-sex dorms,
mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. And these girls bring these fellows in, and it can also happen the other way.
Yeah.
That some of the guys don't want the girls in the room when they're in there either,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And even though they have these sometimes these co-ed dorms and the kids go and they think, oh, party time or maybe not, you know, some of them feel threatened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get out of a room when you go
to
college.
When they get permission to leave that room, is it easy for them to get another room at that
No. It is not. It is so difficult because what they usually do in most colleges is to reserve the single rooms for seniors. And usually freshmen and sophomores, they cannot get a single room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the colleges, most of them, have very few single rooms. So this is why I was saying that they need this application to mark, do you want someone having sex in your room? Do you object to it or do you not? And it's a very simple process.
Mm-hmm.
But they wait until the students get to college and you say, you sign a contract. Well, the contract means nothing because there's so many gray areas, the way I was talking before. Well, you weren't here, you know. Didn't say what time you have to come back, but you weren't in the room.
Are there any other methods of solving this problem, Brian?
No, there are none, because the colleges don't have enough space, dorm space.
Well, I invite people to call in here to my show, K-Thompson Live, at any time if they want to do that.
That's right.
You have a number that we can actually put you on the air, and maybe we'll get to the point where we put the schools on the air. And
that would be excellent.
You know, and I'll, before I put them on, of course, I'd have to do some research, which we will do. But the number for people to call to get a message to me here is 323-679-0906. That's 323-679-0906. Or they can call me on the K Thompson KT Live at 5links.net. And we can suggest some things to you on that line also. KT is in Tom, LIVE, that's K, stands for K Thompson Live, KT Live, at 5links.net. And we will, you know, see what we can do and be very helpful. Anne, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We will talk again because I know you have a lot of information for me, and I'm so glad you do.
Okay.
Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, so you see what's happening in our colleges?
Yeah.
You know, and the colleges, really, they don't want to deal with this. They don't want to hear about it. And I'm not saying that happens at all colleges, but this is what's happening.
Yes. Promiscuity is just gone rapid in colleges, and it's very hard to have a little peace and quiet.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to know about the what? What are you suggesting, Bill?
Well, I have some concerns. Now, my son has been out of school for college for 18 years.
Uh-huh.
He's a grown man.
Mm.
But you have to think about the moral aspect of what's happening in this, the allegations that the young lady's talk just brought to us. Also, these college people, many times they're not legal adults, so the parents have to sign off on whatever contract that is being talked about, and then if the colleges are actually presenting a contract of that sort, the colleges are held liable legally for what's going on,
allowing that, right? Mm-hmm.
It's also as if the colleges are condoning such activity, but before that. There's a contract between the college administration,
mm-hmm.
and the parents and the student. And if this is being allowed, the colleges, the college administration, they're actually violating a contract.
Yeah.
And they're putting other people in jeopardy.
Yes.
So it's an interesting and complicated dilemma that this young lady has just presented to us.
Yeah, yeah.
And even if naming colleges on this radio program, internet program that may be involved in that, could put this institution right here in jeopardy.
Yeah. Well, we would call the colleges first. We will take all kinds of measures to be legal within legal rights.
Yeah.
But if we can do that, we will, because this has gotten to be, really, I've heard about it so many times from colleges all around the country. And, some kids come in and they're, some of them come from different countries and their culture is different from theirs. And sometimes they are subjected to things that they shouldn't be subjected to. And then sometimes they subject, the kids here to things that they should be subjected to. So it really is a big responsibility. And, people should really think very seriously about it. But really, when it comes down to it, the responsibility, number one, if these are young adults, lands in their laps. That's number one. Number two, it is also the responsibility of a parent to move on it if the student tells them. Thirdly, or maybe even first, it's the responsibility of the college. You have these students, in your care. And if it happens that the college is not going to be responsible, then they have to be, reprimanded in some way.
They're accountable.
Yeah, they have to be accountable. There's no doubt about that. Really, isn't that something? I'm just thinking about the days when I was in college. Did I ever have any? Well, I didn't stay in a dorm either, but I did. Well, I did. Attended the dance festival in New London, Connecticut, and we were in separate rooms, but that was when I was in college. You hear that, Del?
I hear that.
Yeah, big deal, huh? Pretty soon I'll be telling my age, which is not going to be happening. But I want to tell people about KT Live at fivelinks.net. Really, if you want to get your information about your home business, how you can, when you start it, anytime you do something from your home and you're making money and it's legal and it's fun and you can receive checks on almost a monthly basis or even more.
Yeah, and
makes sense to me.
There are students that are involved with FivLinks also, and they jump it because they sell the Velocity tablet,
mm-hmm.
they sell the Power Pack, mm-hmm. they sell the GSP10.
So there's a lot of products can sell.
Yes.
Now I'm interested in these what I was talking about, but there are a whole lot of other things that I know that I need for. You get a virtual office.
Yes.
Which I like.
Every representative gets two websites.
Uh-huh.
One's a virtual office, which manages all of your business,
mm-hmm.
your accounting.
Mm-hmm.
It shows your residual weekly payments, your residual monthly payments,
mm-hmm.
all your bonuses that you get when you sell products. And it manages.
So they manage that whole accountability thing. And yet you have a whole file of what you are doing and the money that you're going to be making and the things that you need yourself.
Yes.
I find the majority of the things that we're talking about, I need if I'm going to be, it helps me with both businesses.
Yes.
You see, so that's, that's really good. And
mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. And you'll have to come back again because I want to hear more. I want to hear about the satellite TV. I want to hear about the cellular phone, your phones that you can use and do business in your car.
Okay.
Because in driving a lot back and forth,
Security system.
And the home security system. Yeah, we'll be talking about that another time.
Same one that's used at the White House.
Yeah. Oh,
West
no.
West Wing.
Oh, are you? Wait a minute. Back up a minute. We only have 2 minutes, but you come. Wait. You didn't tell me it was used at the White House. You didn't tell me you have that
I'll
kind of.
I'll tell you next week.
Okay. Well, we have to, get off the air. We have about 2 minutes here. But thank you for coming. And
you're quite welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get another date with Sophia. I will tell everybody that she is doing fine, and she was going to tell us more about the importance of copywriting. So there's a problem. Maybe she or her cell phone wasn't working or something, but she is out of state, and I can't give her address. She was going to make a presentation to require to find out if she could make a presentation to Congress because of the fact that even though she has won every single case from like 1981 or something, she cannot be paid any money. Although it was about 2 weeks ago or about a week ago that she found out that, yes, she had won again. So now she is due to start getting money. So that's
beautiful,
why we're doing
beautiful.
This. And we're going to keep everybody, you know, updated on exactly how her case is going because it's just not fair. She wrote this. She should be able to, benefit from her work, from her artistic work. I know a lot of people in film and television and all kinds of things. And a lot of times, you know, their stories are stolen. For instance, Bill, with you, with music, and you've probably heard of this, you know, many, many, many times, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cadillac Records was all about that.
Yeah.
How the artists were ripped off. And,
yeah.
You know, so.
And that's not fair.
Absolutely.
That really isn't fair.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, listen, we have 1 minute, and I'd like you both to, you know, come in again and tell us more about, well, I'm going to be staying, you know, in contact with you, Dilla, about, you know, doing updates on this because
okay.
This is extremely important. And anyone, if you really want to find out about your home business, and this is Five Links.
Yes.
And it's from the major company, which is called Global Links, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to let people know about it. Okay. And if you are going to be joining, you know, we will tell people where you are, you know, in wherever you are, and tell people, hey, you know, take advantage of it. Bill, man, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Love you, love you.
Thank you.
Okay, love you, Dylan. And I'm Kay Thompson. Join us next week for Kay Thompson Live.